From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. This is an especially somber day for many Haitians mourning the death of a Roman Catholic leader. Mourners singing at the funeral mass of Archbishop Joseph Millot in Port-au-Prince. He was among the hundreds of thousands of people killed in the earthquake nearly 2 weeks ago. The Haitian government is pledging to keep looking for possible survivors. Officials are denying earlier reports that they had called off search and rescue operations. Meanwhile, international aid is reaching more survivors, though access to food, water, and medical service is still limited. Despite discharging its first patients on Friday, the naval hospital ship Comfort, docked off the coast of Haiti, is still in great demand. Sabri Benachour of member station WAMU is aboard.
Two patients with severe burns were flown to Miami for long-term intensive care. Commander Andrew Johnson says that while the ship can care for such patients, they are resource-intensive, and the goal is to treat as many people as possible.
So it's an ethical dilemma for us every day. Okay, are we going to put everything into one patient or try to save 10 other patients? And I don't know the right answer, so we'd like to do both, obviously.
In the coming days, the ship will begin discharging patients who have been treated and don't need further medical attention. Johnson says they will be released to the care of non-governmental organizations and USAID. For NPR News, I'm Sabri Benachour.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug that improves the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. It's also the first MS drug taken by mouth. NPR's Richard Knox has more.
Studies show 30% to 40% of MS patients who took the new drug could walk faster. The National MS Society says two-thirds of patients with the disease have difficulty walking. About 400,000 Americans have MS. The disease involves the slow destruction of fatty insulation called myelin that coats nerve cells. The new drug compensates for the loss of myelin, but it doesn't slow the progress of the disease. Early studies show the new drug could cause seizures in some patients. The approved version is a time-release form that minimizes this risk. Experts say further research is needed to identify which patients will benefit from the new drug, which will be called Ampira. Its maker has not yet set a price. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Vice President Joe Biden is trying to help resolve a political dispute in Iraq that threatens to undermine a crucial election in March. He and Iraqi leaders have been talking today about whether candidates suspected of having ties to Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party should be barred from the vote. Washington is concerned that if candidates are excluded, the election will be considered illegitimate and could ultimately affect plans to withdraw American troops. This is NPR. In Southern California, hundreds of residents are being allowed back home after the threat of mudslides forced them out. The region is drenched after a week's worth of rain. The storms also spawned tornadoes, and thousands of people are still without power. It's a similar scene in parts of Arizona, where storms are blamed in the deaths of at least five people. State of emergency has been declared in both states, where the storm costs amounted to millions of dollars. The storm system is also causing damage in New Mexico. Several TV and radio stations were knocked off the air after a broadcast tower collapsed. Tonight in Spokane, Washington, the country's best female figure skaters will battle for two coveted spots on the U.S. Olympic team. It's the finals of the ladies' competition at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. NPR's Tom Goldman has a preview.
23 skaters will perform their free skate routines tonight, but most likely it's the three bunched at the top of the standings who will fight it out for the two Olympic spots. After Thursday's short program, with its emphasis on required elements, 16-year-old former U.S. champion Mariah Nagasu, veteran Sasha Cohen, and Rachel Flatt are 1-2-3 and separated by less than 1 point. Cohen, the 2006 Olympic silver medalist, is coming back after nearly 4 years away from competition.
I would love to go to a third Olympics, but for me, it's just such an accomplishment to be here, and I will not worry about what has not yet happened.
Tonight, 25-year-old Cohen will try to shed her reputation as a skater who, while graceful and artistic, tended to make critical mistakes in major events. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.